Hey there, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things feminine energy. And guess what? Today's all about something super important, self-care. I know, you're probably thinking, self-care on a Sunday? Isn't that kinda cliche? But trust me, this isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing too. This is about intentional practices that truly nourish your mind, body, and soul. Now, let's be real, life can get hectic. Between work deadlines, social obligations, and just trying to keep up with everything, it's easy to let self-care fall by the wayside. But listen, you wouldn't run a car without refueling it, would you? You're amazing, powerful women. You deserve to be filled up too. And trust me, when you prioritize self-care, you show up as your best selves in all areas of life. So, what does self-care Sunday really look like? It's about carving out dedicated time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Think of it as a mini retreat, a chance to recharge those batteries and come back feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the week ahead. Here are 5 key takeaways to make your self-care Sunday a total game changer. 1. Disconnect to reconnect. Put down those phones, step away from the screens, and give yourself permission to unplug. Think about it, constant notifications can actually be draining. Give your mind a break. Read a good book, take a nature walk, or simply enjoy the silence. You'd be surprised how much clearer you feel when you're not bombarded with digital noise. 2. Move your body, nourish your soul. Exercise isn't just about sculpting abs, it's about moving energy, releasing stress, and boosting your mood. Find something you genuinely enjoy, a gentle yoga session, a dance party in your living room, or even a walk around the block. And don't forget to fuel your body with delicious, nourishing food. Think colorful fruits, veggies, whole grains, those are your energy boosters. 3. Pamper yourself. This is where you get to indulge a little. A warm bath with essential oils, a DIY face mask, or even just taking the time to do your nails can work wonders for your mental well-being. It's all about creating that sense of self-love and appreciation. Remember, you deserve to feel good. 4. Get creative. Tap into that inner artist. Painting, writing, crafting, whatever sparks your creativity, go for it. Creating something new can be incredibly therapeutic and satisfying. It's a chance to express yourself, explore different ideas, and tap into that flow state where you're completely immersed in the moment. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take some time to just be present. Notice the sights, sounds, smells around you. Focus on your breath. It's a simple yet powerful tool for grounding yourself in the present moment. You can even try meditation or journaling, both great ways to connect with your inner self and cultivate peace. Ever felt like your mind is constantly racing? Like there's just too much going on? You know that feeling when you're trying to unwind, but your thoughts keep swirling around like a tornado? Well, I get it. And trust me, it's super common. But imagine this. You're sitting in your favorite comfy spot, maybe by a window with some soft light streaming in. You take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, you let go of all those thoughts that are weighing you down. You focus on the gentle rhythm of your breath, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the scent of your candle burning nearby, just being present in this moment. That's the power of mindfulness. And speaking of powerful moments, remember that time when you were feeling totally stressed and overwhelmed? Maybe it was a big project at work or a family conflict that had you feeling all tangled up inside. But then, you took a step back, did something for yourself, maybe a hot bath, a walk in nature, or even just 10 minutes of quiet meditation. And wouldn't you know it? You came out the other side feeling calmer, clearer, and more capable of handling whatever life threw your way. That, my friends, is the magic of self-care. It's not about being selfish, it's about investing in yourself so that you can show up as your best self for everyone around you. So, make this self-care Sunday count. Embrace these relaxation techniques, and remember, you deserve to feel good. Now go out there and shine bright. And hey, don't forget to share your self-care Sundays with me on social media. Tag hashtag Feminine Energy Podcast. I love hearing how you're taking care of yourselves. Until next time, keep radiating that beautiful feminine energy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.